and welcome to NSTA, The Bus Stop. This is the official podcast of the National School Transportation Association. I am Kurt Mackison, Executive Director. I want to remind our listeners about the 2021 NSTA Annual Meeting and Convention, which will be held July 25th through the 28th. That's in Milwaukee, Wisconsin at the Pfister Hotel. Registration information is available on our website. You can go to yellowbuses.org and click on the navigation bar for NSTA meetings. Now, today with us at the bus stop, we have Jan Damman, Managing Director at the Bus World Foundation and Knowledge Director at Bus World. And with him, Inga Beitart. She is Marketing and Communications Officer also at Bus World. So welcome to NSTA, the bus stop.
Thank you.
Jan, I'm going to toss it to you first to talk to our listeners a little bit about the Bus World organization.
Well, actually, the Bus World organization was founded by the Belgium Federation for Bus and Coach Operators, who were looking for better chances to communicate between the bus operators and the bus manufacturers. In the years to follow, the exhibition of buses and coaches was a huge success. So we internationalized the initiative, and now we are in 8 countries worldwide. So the Bus World North America is one of these initiatives. We're in North America since last year. I think 2020 was the first edition of the Bus World Conference. It was in Omaha, Nebraska. And this year will be the second edition. Would have been the first edition with an exhibition and a conference, but due to the circumstances we all know, this is going digital. So in the flow of things, next year will be a purely conference. The year after will be an exhibition and a conference again, looking at the North American bus and coach market and the trends and evolutions there. And this we do in the same trend at, as I said, at 8 places in the world.
Yeah, that's incredibly interesting. And, you know, yeah, definitely looking forward to some live conferences and exhibitions, you know, as we move out of the pandemic. I'm going to throw it over to Inga to first talk about her respective role within Bus World, and then we'll also hear from Jan on that.
Okay. Well, I'm responsible for marketing and communication, and this means in this event, it means the practical organization of this platform, so the digital platform, and also the communication around it. So we try to communicate it as much as possible to all the prospective sponsors before and now all the possible attendees like your members.
Great. And Jan, what's your role in terms of being managing director?
Well, actually, I'm the secretary for the Belgium Federation for Bus and Coach Operators, which gives me good insight, trends, evolutions, needs of the operators, as well public as private. And on the other hand, I'm involved in Bus World, which is originally the exhibition. So this gives us a good view on the manufacturer side. Now, the last years, we also see that knowledge institutions and authorities become more and more important. So we founded the Bus World Foundation, which is at an international, at a global level, looking to, let's say, improve the understanding between those 4 stakeholders. Public and private operators, manufacturers, knowledge institutions, and authorities, because those are the 4 stakeholders involved in the organization of collective road transport, right? And as such, I'm also the knowledge director for Bus World, which means that I'm organizing the conferences linked to the Bus World exhibitions. That's a bit my position.
Yeah, and it just struck me that, you know, doing it across continents and time zones and, you know, with different languages has, I guess, its own set of challenges. I'm going to throw it to Inga first. What are, you know, some of the challenges that you see putting on such a broad conference like this?
Well, actually, this one, the language was not a big challenge because it's very easy. Everybody speaks English. So do we. So this one was quite easy. In other continents, we do have more problems, and it's always difficult. In general, the business world, they all speak English, but it's the operators world that usually has more problems with the English language. So they usually need a local language, but in this case, that was kind of easy for us.
Okay. Jan, do you come across any challenges outside of the, I know all of us have put together Zoom meetings and gone through some technological, you know, glitches here and there, but any challenges from your end of things?
Well, I just wanted to add that we looked at North America at first as being Canada, the United States, and Mexico. But due to some language issues, especially then with the Spanish-speaking people, we reduced the scope of this event to Canada and the United States. We are organizing a bus roll to Latin America, which will also aim then at the Mexican and the other Spanish-speak groups. This will also be a biannual event linking a conference with an exhibition. In our global initiatives, who are then more thematic, we have regional events, we have thematic events. The thematic webinars and the thematic events organizing globally is let's say, has two problems. There is the language issue, where, as Inge says, English is in manufacturer side lesser a problem, but on operator side, especially for the Russian speaking and the Chinese speaking part of the world, and even so for the Spanish speaking part in Latin America, that might be a problem. And then second, of course, is the time zones. If you try to work globally, there's always a good and a bad time for anybody or for somebody in the world, right?
Yes, that's for sure. Even trying, you know, to do Zoom meetings too across the United States, we find that challenge as well with respect to finding the right time to
exactly
to get everybody involved. So yeah, can definitely empathize with that. Inge, I'm going to throw it to you just to talk about, you know, many of our folks, I'm sure, have not heard of Busworld, this North America Digital Summit. Can you give us an outline of not only the program, but the dates when, you know, you're hosting it?
The dates are the 2nd, the 3rd, and the 4th of June this year. But actually, the platform goes live already today. So the idea is that attendees already register now and already visit the platform and prepare their agendas at beforehand. So prepare in the first place their personal profiles with a nice picture, with some interests, explaining about themselves, and then go to the program, see which session is interesting for them, and then add it to their agenda. So everybody can be prepared for the start on the 2nd of June. It's also very handy for our sponsors. They are important to us, of course. And that this way they can connect already with the attendees too, and they can prepare to have a meeting within the schedule of the sessions. So, well, preparation is key actually, and we start today.
That's great. And it's, yeah, I did take a quick look at, you know, platform before we're taping this podcast, and very, very interesting, and encourage folks to not only visit the website, but also take a look at some of the features that you're talking about. Now, one of the ways that we got in touch with each other was through a zero emissions vehicle bus program that I'm going to moderate. So, Jan, why don't we talk about that a little bit? Because the zero emission vehicles or electric buses are generating a lot of interest here in North America.
Mm-hmm. As everywhere in the world, I would say. There's no way of having a Busworld conference wherever you are without talking about, let's say, the evolution towards zero emission vehicles. It's one of the key topics in our sector. The pressure from the wider society is huge on our sector. We'd like to take a leading role in it. Collective road transport could be one of the early adapters of this zero emission. But of course, the feasibility is very depending from one country to another, from one operator to another. It depends a lot if you're public, if you're private, if you're a big company, or if you're a small company. So the way to implement these zero emission vehicles is always a different story, depending on lots of components. And so as well for the, let's say, the school transportation sector, where we have vehicles that are driving a lot in the morning, a lot in the later afternoon, maybe less used during daytime, which means that they would have charging opportunities. Sometimes they do bigger distances, sometimes they do less important distances, which means that you have to look at the hybridization of the vehicle. You have to look at the possibility of hydrogen even there. So yes, there's a lot to talk about, and absolutely not only in North America, but zero emission is the topic at the moment worldwide.
Yeah, and I like that you looked at it from a comprehensive standpoint from big and small operators and public and private, because I think, yeah, we're going to touch on all of that during our session just to make sure in implementing something as comprehensive as this, we really have touched every aspect of it that we can.
Yes.
Moving along, I'm going to ask Inga maybe to talk about the ZEV program. Very, very interesting. What are some other programs out there and sessions that are going to be interesting to operators?
Well, next to zero emission, another topic for sure is air purification and ventilation, because it was a very important measure in COVID times, but probably also after COVID times. So we will do a lot of sessions about this. And also about digitalization, because, well, in general, in the world, digitalization is also hot, just like zero emission. And as well for a motor coach, as for transit bus, as for school bus, digitalization has a lot of possibilities to make life easier for operators and to give a better service to customers. So this is also one of the major topics.
Yeah, and I know that hopefully the Digital Summit will embrace, you know, a lot of the issues that are really, you know, cross-continental at this standpoint. If folks want to register, Inga, how can they do that?
Well, it's very easy. They just go to the website. It's busworldnorthamerica.org, and they can click on register. It's free of charge. They just fill in their details and they are registered. And then they will receive an email to go to the platform, because as of today, it is actually live. So they can start immediately.
Excellent, excellent. And once again, the Bus World North America Digital Summit is going to be held from June 2nd to June 4th, 2021. Jan, any final thoughts on the summit and you know, how you look at things developing, you know, with a program like this?
Yeah, well, we digitalized the program and the event because of the pandemic. But if I look at it now, the symbiosis between the exhibition on the one side and the conference part, the knowledge sharing part on the other hand, is much bigger here in this digital event. So we have to learn from physical events how to do the digital events, but now we see as well that we're learning quite a lot from this digital event to our next Busworld editions, which hopefully will be live next year in Grapevine, the year after in Detroit. So yes, we have come to America and we've come to stay, and we hope to get bigger and bigger there. And I thank you so much for taking the lead in some of our school bus programs there, Kurt. Thanks a lot to you as well.
Well, it's our pleasure having you on once again. Our guest at NSTA The Bus Stop, Jan Deman and Inga Beitart with the Bus World North America Digital Summit. Jan and Inga, thanks so much for joining us at NSTA The Bus Stop.
You're welcome.